This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I. This morning on WCHL, six local teenagers were charged with felony counts of larceny by employee, according to Chapel Hill Police.
It looks like they were all part of one investigation that revealed six employees that had been stealing from the Harris Teeter at University Mall.
After seven long years of debate, the Charterwood development is underway. And the memoir recounting the life and battles of the late Stuart Scott was released on Tuesday. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, a comfortable Tar Heel victory over the Boston College Eagles yesterday afternoon in the second round of the ACC tournament. And, of course, the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament continues in Greensboro today and tonight. And
J.P. Tokido was Dudley Bradley against Boston College.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL in the beginning of another mild day. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine today, cooler with the high in the low 60s. And actually, a nice day on the way. Six local teenagers were charged with felony counts of larceny by employee, according to the Chapel Hill Police Department. Lieutenant Josh Misimore says that they were all employed at one grocery store.
It looks like they were all part of one investigation that revealed six employees that had been stealing from the Harris Teeter at University Mall.
Misimore adds that the amount stolen varied among the teenagers.
Depending on the employee, looks like it was everything from $90 up to $2,100, depending on which cashier it was.
He says they all turned themselves in to police with some motivation from home.
I believe their parents all brought them to the police department to be served.
The six suspects consisted of a 16-year-old female, two 17-year-old females, one 18-year-old male, and one 18-year-old female, along with a 19-year-old male. After 7 years of debate, the Charterwood development is underway. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Bill Christian is the Chapel Hill-based developer behind Charterwood, one of the most contentious projects to come before the Chapel Hill Town Council in decades. He says he's glad to see the project finally breaking ground, but the battle he fought to get to this point has left him bruised and bitter.
I would not go through it again. There is no possibility my group making anything. We will lose money. That's a foregone conclusion.
According to Christian, the Charterwood project came before the town council 28 times since 2007. It was narrowly approved in 2012. But that wasn't the end. Neighbors filed suit against the developer and the town, and the mediation process that resulted lasted another year. He says the approval process alone has cost him upwards of $2 million.
It was certainly a poor outcome. My partners do not blame me, I have to say. That's a good thing, because I couldn't possibly have made up the process that I went through.
Now he sold a portion of the 15-acre lot to Zimmer Development out of Wilmington. They'll build the first phase of the mixed-use project, a 154-unit apartment complex on 9 acres near the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Weaver Dairy Road Extension. That's under construction now and should be completed in a year.
I think they'll do a good job, and that's important to me. What's left to do is either stuff that we may do or, you know, future buyers may do, but I hope they also will do a good job. That's important to me. It was from day one important to me.
Christian still owns an adjacent 5-acre parcel zoned for a 4-story mixed-use building plus a bank, as well as a historic farmhouse he hopes to repurpose. But he's not sure he wants to continue to do business in Chapel Hill, given the kind of backlash he's seen firsthand.
I have often thought, how did the process get to this point? For the whole time I've lived here, 30 years, it has surprised me that why does everyone want to oppose virtually every project that gets proposed? It doesn't matter the merits.
He says he's encouraged to see the council try new approval processes like form-based code.
Form-based code is definitely a step in the right direction, because the way it's supposed to work is that it takes the politics out of it. And that's a good thing, because the development review process here is highly political. And That's not a good thing for real estate.
Chapel Hill's form-based code is limited to 190 acres in the Ephesus-Fordham area. Since the council enacted the new zoning last spring, the Village Plaza apartment project has already been approved, and a second project application has been submitted. The Ephesus-Fordham district is a test case to see if new methods of zoning and approval can spur economic development. Currently, there are no plans to extend the code to other parts of town. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council Member Lee Storo will hold the fourth and final town hall event that he's held over the last few weeks. The event tonight will take place at the Chapel Hill Public Library and will include leaders from UNC and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Storo says this town hall will focus on working together across governmental lines in Orange County. Storo adds that he's holding this event to open up a public forum away from the structured setting of a town council meeting.
So I think that really soliciting input from the public in informal settings, in places that feel comfortable, that aren't government buildings, and community centers in their neighborhood, is a more genuine way to engage with the public than some of the more formal mechanisms we have, and helps make my job easier.
The town hall will start at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 5:30 this afternoon. WCHO News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough spring in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver, something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground, and when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So, no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsboro.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers, good to go.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. As we mentioned earlier this morning, a memoir recounting the life and battles of the late Stuart Scott was released on Tuesday of this week, and WCHL's Blake Hodge will have that story coming up for you at the bottom of the hour. Two of the Alert Carolina siren towers will sound a wailing siren today between 10 o'clock and 4 this afternoon as part of regular maintenance. The Alert Carolina message says that one tower that will be tested in near Hinton James Residence Hall and the other is located off Mason Farm Road. Periodic testing is done to ensure that the system will operate effectively in the event of a real campus emergency. And in other news this morning, North Carolina's NAACP is singling out four Republican lawmakers for their opposition to Medicaid expansion and their support of elections changes by holding advocacy efforts in their home districts. State Conference President the Reverend William Barber held a news conference on Wednesday at the legislative building in Raleigh to discuss what's being called accountability campaigns. Barber said the first first one is happening in the Cleveland County District of House Speaker Tim Moore and will be capped by a rally this evening. The NAACP supports Medicaid expansion and opposes the 2013 election overhaul law. The effort is also highlighting the minimum wage and education spending. The group is planning efforts later this month targeting Representative Michael Speciale of New Bern, Senate Leader Phil Berger of Eden, and House Rules Chairman David Lewis of Dunn. And the North Carolina House has agreed to adjust the mandate on environmental regulators relating to air quality standards as work may soon begin to find natural gas using the process called fracking. The House voted yesterday for an environmental bill that largely cleaned up previous laws. A change added earlier this week gives the Environmental Management Commission the option not to create its own rules on air pollution created by fracking if the panel determines federal or state regulations are adequate. The House had blocked the same amendment last week because Republicans were unhappy how their majority leader had put the provision in another bill unrelated to fracking. The proposal comes as rules for North Carolina's first fracking permit applications can be implemented next week. WCHL News Time, 6:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot of traffic to report out there this morning. Nothing much happening. It is kind of wet out there after rain last night, but not raining right now. And actually looking ahead to a pretty good day. A little bit of fog out there in some low-lying areas, but other than that, no traffic problems. If you spot anything that we're not reporting, you can call us in the newsroom and let us know. Call Nikki Morse, 919-967-8363 right now. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. But basically, everything is looking okay this morning. And the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is 57 degrees right now, mostly sunny, cooler, high today in the low 60s. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 40. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies. Rain likely tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. And a little cooler with a high tomorrow only in the low 50s. So, actually, pretty good weather here over the next couple of days. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. And of course, we're going to start with Carolina basketball. Tar Heels yesterday in the ACC tournament. They got it done. Marcus Page got it done on offense. J.P. Tokido dug in on defense. The result was a comfortable Tar Heel win over Boston College in the second round of the ACC tournament. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Page waits to shoot it and buries it from straight away for three.
When Marcus Page gets involved early, it's usually a welcome sign for the Tar Heels. The junior guard did just that Wednesday afternoon at the Greensboro Coliseum, leading the number 5 seed North Carolina men's basketball team to an 81-63 victory over number 12 seed Boston College. With the win, the Tar Heels improved to 22-10 overall and 12-7 in ACC play, while the Eagles dropped to 13-19 on the season. UNC junior forward J.P. Tokido, the defensive riverboat gambler for the Tar Heels, that's according to head coach Roy Williams. Well, J.P. saw his gamble pay off against the ACC's leading scorer, Olivier Hanlon.
I think that Hanlon is just so hard to guard. I think J.P. really did a nice job on him. Marcus had him some, Joel had him some, but he's a big-time player, and our goal was just try to make sure that he didn't shoot a great percentage, and I think 5-for-19.
In the first half, Hanlon struggled to gain much traction at all against the long arms and standout athleticism of Tokido. In fact, Hanlon missed 12 of his 14 shots. Leading the scoring charge for Carolina was the aforementioned Page and junior forward Bryce Johnson, who both tallied 17 points. As a team, the Tar Heels shot a productive 49% for the floor and knocked down 75% of their free throws. Page had more bounce in his step. That was obvious. He said after the game he was getting close to proclaiming himself fully fit. He couldn't pick a better time of the year to get his footing back.
I feel pretty good, honestly. Like I said, after the Georgia Tech game, that was the first game I had played without a lot of without any pain. And then the Duke game was the same way. And in this game, I felt really good, too. So I would say I'm very, very close to 100%. I can't really give you a number, but I would say above 90%. So I'm happy that I'm finally able to, you know, not worry so much about my foot and just worry about out how I can help the team.
The Eagles were led by 20 points from Aaron Brown. He's a graduate student who transferred from Southern Miss. It wasn't just the scoreboard that favored UNC either. The boards were dominated by the Tar Heels as well. They boasted a 43-25 rebounding edge. Following the game Wednesday, Roy Williams updated everybody with the details he had on Kennedy Meeks' status.
I'd love to give you some information, and I'll give you everything I have. Okay. We have no idea, guys. We have no idea. They're supposed to. The doctors may have known something because we took him back for some more lab work today. They didn't know what the result was before the game, and during the game, I didn't ask them. I don't expect him to play. He hadn't practiced. He hadn't run up and down the court since the Duke game, not one single time, so I really don't expect him to play.
With or without Meeks, next up for the Tar Heels comes a quarterfinal clash with the number 4-seeded Louisville Cardinals. If the two previous encounters in 2015 tell us anything, it's to expect another hotly contested battle Thursday afternoon. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Okay, so here's what happened yesterday and last night in addition to the Carolina game. Pittsburgh got a win. Pittsburgh and North Carolina State played last night. North Carolina State got a win over the Panthers 81-70 in the ACC tournament second round. Wolfpack will get another shot against the number 2 Blue Devils in the quarterfinals. A very convincing win last night for North Carolina State. The Wolfpack pretty comfortable throughout that game and maintaining a 9, 10, 11, 12-point lead the entire game. Also yesterday, Miami held off pesky Virginia Tech 59-49 in the ACC second round. Hurricanes will now face number 11 Notre Dame, the tournament's third seed, in the quarterfinals today. And in the Florida State-Clemson game, it was appeared to be an easy win for Florida State, but Clemson came on at the end, and Florida State was able to hang on for a wild 76-73 win over Clemson. They will play number 3 and top seed Virginia, 28-2 on the season, today in the quarterfinals. So that's what's happening today. And Carolina, just a very good win yesterday for the Tar Heels. 6:22 in WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm sorry. It is 6:23. Good morning.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, you recently figured out that Franklin Street has now been in business for 25 years. No small feat given recessions in the 80s, the 90s, the tech bubble in 2001, and who will ever forget 2007?
As always, Sammy, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, right.
Watching the Super Bowl and hearing Katie Couric ask, "What is the internet anyway?" really made me think about how we managed to survive all that. In the 90s, everyone said that independent real estate firms would disappear. But the internet, as much as anything else, leveled the playing field.
As always, I couldn't agree more. When anyone, anywhere Googles Chapel Hill Real Estate, we are right there in front of them, and our website is unsurpassed in delivering what they want.
And the next thing they need, whether they live here or not, is someone who truly is connected to the community. Did I mention that we've been here for 25 years, paying attention to what matters most to homebuyers?
Kip Ballou, all business, all the time.
Franklin Street Realty, still crazy after all these years.
Wow!
One more quick sports note. Yesterday, Carolina defeated Gardner-Webb yesterday 6-1 at Bosch Amber Stadium. And we'll have more on the Carolina baseball game coming up next hour on WCHL. It's 6:25. Good morning.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The latest violence in Ferguson comes against a backdrop of growing tension during the nightly protests outside the Ferguson Police Department, which had been going on peacefully since last August. and it happened at an unlikely time when the city was finally taking some of the steps the protesters had demanded. More after this from Charlie.
A good meeting is all about getting things done. But setting up an in-person meeting can take more time, money, and hassle than actually having the meeting. So try Citrix GoToMeeting, because it's the smarter way to meet your coworkers and clients online. GoToMeeting makes it so easy to meet with your team whenever you need to and from wherever you are, because you can meet from any computer, tablet, or smartphone, no travel expenses, and no traffic. Your team can join by just clicking a link. No sign-ups and no speed bumps. Turn on your webcam, and with HD quality, it's as if you're all in the same room together. Share screens to present, review, and get feedback all in real time. Because with GoToMeeting, everyone sees what you're seeing, so your team can get on the same page and get going. I want you to sign up for GoToMeeting today. Try it free for 30 days. You have nothing to lose. Visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. Do it now and have your first meeting up and running in minutes. That's GoToMeeting.com for your free 30-day trial.
Protest organizers are condemning what happened in Ferguson last night, and they're clearly worried it will muddy the message of the Department of Justice investigation, which found a pattern of abusive behavior in the police department's treatment of African Americans. The report said that police were under pressure to make arrests because the city manager needed the court fines to balance his budget. That city manager has since resigned, and now so has the police chief.
The chief's resignation is effective March 19, 2015. This was a mutual decision, both by the chief of police and the city's administration.
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles. And you can add to that a city judge and the city clerk and two cops who were forced out for sending racist emails. But some of the people who heard the news at a meeting of the Ferguson City Council thought the council itself ought to be held responsible.
To have the DOJ to come in to find out all of this, and you right here didn't even notice it. You represent these people.
Mayor says he understands the feelings, but he's committed to making things right.
I realize that there's some people that still want a head, or my head, or other heads, and you know, I can understand, you know, that they're going to say that.
In any case, with the latest violence, demonstrators have a decision to make. There's a long history of peaceful protests in this country, but there is always the risk, not just in Ferguson, but in any city where people gather to protest an emotional issue, that someone goes too far. At this point, the protest organizers are going to have to find some way to ensure that the people showing up at these protests want to solve the problem, not make it worse. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like most people in the area, I love Mez. It's not just that it's the most central place to meet people for lunch or dinner in the Triangle, but it is a great twist on contemporary Mexican food. It's delicious, fresh, and healthy. And without a doubt, the guacamole is the best I've ever had.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Mez. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit MezDurham.com for menus and reservations.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at FitchLumber.com. Go Heels!
Do you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with children? If so, you can make a tremendous difference in the life of a child. For more information on becoming a mentor with Blue Ribbon, please contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170. Again, that's 919-918-2170. And you can make a difference in the life of a child. Thank you to WCHL for your support of Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocates.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Time to wake up, Ron.
Yeah,
I guess you're right. Hard to believe it's time again. But, yeah. 6:30, WCHL, good morning. It is Thursday, believe it or not, and our weather forecast, which is not so bad, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 56 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunshine today. Cooler, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low down around 40. And then tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon tomorrow, and a little bit cooler temperatures with highs only in the low 50s. So, actually, not so bad. Chance of rain. It's going to be cloudy, a little bit foggy in some spots out there this morning. So, be careful from that standpoint. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace invites you to fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Hearing on, the search is on in suburban St. Louis for a suspect or suspects who fired several shots at cops outside the Ferguson, Missouri police station. KMOV-TV reporter Kelly Davis.
About 60 to 70 protesters gathered in front of the police department after the mayor announced Police Chief Tom Jackson's resignation. The crowd started to disperse when someone fired three shots, hitting two officers. The scene turned chaotic. Many people dropped to the ground. Others ran away. Then police cars from more than a dozen departments arrived, officers with guns in hand.
Both men are in the hospital. KMOX reporter Brett Bloom.
They are considered to be in serious condition. They have injuries that are expected to survive, one shot in the face and one in the shoulder.
The protests last night and this morning included some confrontations with police. There were several arrests outside the Ferguson, Missouri police station. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All right, 55 degrees, 632, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. A memoir recounting the life and battles of the late Stuart Scott was released on Tuesday this week. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Every Day I Fight recounts stories from legendary sports broadcaster and Tar Heel Stuart Scott. Scott died on January 4th of this year. He co-wrote his memoir with journalist Larry Platt, who says they finished the manuscript in the month before Scott died following a seven-year battle with cancer.
It was early December that we completed work on the manuscript. So we worked on it for most of the last year. A lot of in-person interviews, a lot of time spent together, and a lot of late-night phone calls when he was in the hospital.
Platt refers to the method he used to help tell Scott's story as mind-melding. He says that this is the result of sharing each other's space and thoughts over a period of time. And he says that Scott was on a mission to finish the book before he ran out of time.
There was a sense of urgency in terms of getting the book done, but there was also a sense of urgency in how he lived his life. He says in the first chapter, "There's a good chance I'm going to die soon. I'm on a time clock, and I don't know what that clock says."
Platt says there was a singular motivation for that drive.
He wanted this to be a raw account of not just his battle against cancer, but of a life of worthy fights and the triumph over adversity on many levels. And he wanted to do this for a couple reasons, most importantly for his daughters, Taylor and Sydney.
Scott said multiple times that the thought that kept him fighting cancer every day was the thought of being able to walk his daughters down the aisle. While that, unfortunately, won't happen, in the book Scott recounts how having cancer caused him to cherish every moment he had with his daughters. And in the speech at the 2014 ESPYs, when he was honored with the Jimmy V Award, Scott continued to provide motivation for others.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
Platt says the cancer drove Scott.
It made him better at living. This thing that he hated, cancer, actually, as he says, made me the man I always wanted to be because he was, by necessity, present in every moment.
Well, he says that he admired Scott's personality on SportsCenter, as many in our community and around the country did. But what stood out to Platt during the process of writing this book was the craftsman behind that personality.
He was a performer, and that was a lifelong thing. He was a high school wide receiver football star, but also was in the school plays and played the lead in West Side Story and was a thespian because he always had this creative gene.
Platt adds that this book is much more than a sports memoir, then it has a personal touch.
On a personal level, it's very stunning because you can't be this close to someone going through this and not internalize and not ask yourself, would I have the character, the grace, the presence of mind to react in an adverse situation with this kind of large-hearted thinking?
Now, Platt says that while he would prefer you purchase a copy of the book in an independent bookstore, it is available in major outlets across the country, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Jimmy V Foundation for Cancer Research. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If that book is about Stuart Scott, it's probably going to be very good. Smith Middle School will host Dr. Max Thompson tonight for a session on his research in reducing the achievement gap and accelerating learning for all students. Thompson's been training teachers and administrators in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System throughout the year, focusing on effective teaching, high expectations, support for all students, and continuous improvement. The presentation will be followed by a question and answer session with a panel of district administrators along with a teacher and principal. The presentation will start at 7 o'clock tonight in Smith Middle School Auditorium. A woman has given birth to a baby girl in North Carolina after her water broke while she was aboard a passenger jet that had to be diverted because of the medical emergency. American Airlines Flight 611 from Philadelphia to Atlanta with 90 passengers on board and 5 crew members was diverted to Greensboro on Tuesday afternoon. Multiple media outlets reported that Shaniqua Cherry gave birth in an ambulance while on the way to the hospital. They reported Cherry and her 7-pound daughter were doing fine at Women's Hospital in Greensboro. The airline says the flight resumed its trip shortly after Cherry was taken off the plane and arrived in Atlanta shortly before 3 in the afternoon. A reminder that there will be sirens today. 2 of the Alert Carolina siren towers will sound a wailing siren today sometime between 10 and 4 this afternoon as part of regular maintenance. The Alert Carolina message says one tower will be tested in near Hinton James Residence Hall, and the other is located off Mason Farm Road. Periodic testing is done on a regular basis to ensure that the system will operate effectively in the event of a real campus emergency. And in news around town this morning, Chapel Hill Town crews are doing spring cleaning in the 100 block of East Franklin Street. You'll see them repairing sidewalks, pruning trees, installing new bike racks, and more as part of an ongoing streetscape improvement project. The idea is to make Franklin Street safer and more pedestrian friendly as part of the town's 2009 Downtown Streetscape Master Plan. Work began on Sunday and will continue for about 6 weeks. You're invited to Southern Village on Friday of this week to learn more and offer your thoughts on Chapel Hill's plans for the Southern Village Park and Ride Lot. That will be tomorrow, a community session from 11:45 to 1, followed by a council session from 1:30 to 2:45. Everybody is invited to both sessions. They'll take place in the building next to Christ United Methodist Church at 105 Market Street. Chapel Hill is considering a redevelopment of that park and ride lot, partly in connection with the Obie Creek development project across the street. You can get all of our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. 638 WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the highlight of the morning so far, Nikki Morse has just walked into the studio.
You've got a really good day starting, if that's the case.
I've got a really warped way of looking at things. Yeah. Got a lot of basketball watched yesterday, mm-hmm. and more, of course, coming today and tonight. At the Greensboro Coliseum.
Big day.
Yeah, it is. And Tar Heels played pretty well yesterday. And I'll tell you who else played really well last night was North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm.
The game never really seemed to be in doubt.
No, it was a good game.
And now those top 4 seeds, which Carolina was fighting so hard to get one of those positions, those top 4 seeds will swing into action today. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I love the ACC tournament. The ACC is so much fun to watch anyway.
Oh, it is.
In general.
Yeah. And there's nothing like, you know, it's not like the old days. I mean, you know, there used to be a day when, you know, when there were only 8 teams.
Yeah.
And, gosh, you remember that?
We walked uphill both ways to school.
We did.
In the snow.
Yeah.
In my day, we had only eight teams in the ACC. I used to watch all games, and everybody would be there from all their different teams and all the different colors. It was really, really fun.
That's what I remember.
So. Yeah.
I realized how, when I started on that, I realized how bad it sounded, and you jumped right all over it.
So. I know. So. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah. But I just want you to know that I realized it before you hit me over the head with it. So thank you so much.
That means a lot to me.
Well, if you would hang around for a few minutes.
Okay.
Here,
I can do.
And take a look at traffic. I certainly would appreciate it.
I think I could do it.
We have commentary on the way from Lou Margolis. And that is on the way right after this.
Capitol Daycare Center, located at 401 Kildare Road in Southern Village, is having an open house on Saturday, March 14th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So come and meet your favorite characters from your favorite children's books and learn what the program at Chapel Hill Daycare Center has to offer families and children. Chapel Hill Daycare Center has a North Carolina 5-star license and has earned accreditation through the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Thank you, WCHL, for supporting local child care.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
All right, 55 degrees, 642 WCHL. Kind of cloudy out there. More on that coming up.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. For anybody who wants to participate in the ongoing controversy about the UNC academic and athletic scandal, run to see Playmaker's stunning performance of Ibsen's An Enemy of the People. If you can't see it, at least read it and discuss it with friends. To summarize briefly, the town doctor discovers that the recently constructed springs, the basis of an institute intended to bring health and prosperity, are contaminated, promising sickness instead of cure. Instead of welcoming this undeniable truth in a community meeting, the town leaders and the mob denounce the doctor and threaten his family as the curtain falls. The play offers many lessons about leadership in the face of controversy. One especially troubling theme that shines a light on UNC's big-time sports quagmire is how easily disputes can be reduced to ad hominem arguments. Attacking the character and motives of the advocate is a spurious but sadly too often used strategy. Such seems to be the case with the recent publication of Cheated by Jay Smith and Mary Willingham. Instead of reading and analyzing their arguments, too many have already denounced them as self-serving with financial motives or as mean-spirited people who hate UNC. One might recall the supercilious mayor in the play who, instead of being curious about how the town doctor arrived at his conclusions, denounced him as one, quote, who is never happy unless he is badgering authority, ridiculing authority, destroying authority. He wants to attack the springs so he can prove that the administration blundered in the construction, unquote. At UNC, whose mission is to advance research, scholarship, and creativity, books and other publications are the currency of our work. When two respected members of the UNC community, who have been so immersed in research and analysis of the UNC scandal, take the time and effort to share their thinking, the least we can do is to study their work, be curious about their evidence and their analysis. Remember that we each see things that others may not see, so these differences are opportunities to learn. Criticize and attack their arguments if you will. Bring to light a different truth if you see it. But ad hominem denunciations of their character is neither appropriate in the culture of the university nor helpful in bringing light to or closure to UNC's sordid tale. Perhaps WCHL would like to organize a panel to discuss their work. As the raucous town meeting in the play comes to an end, the doctor reflects on the ridicule he has faced for his efforts to educate the community about the dangers it is about to foist on unsuspecting tourists. He professes, quote, "It's always the same. Rights are sacred until it hurts for somebody to use them," unquote. Let's celebrate the core university right of relentlessly pursuing the truth. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina moved past Boston College in the ACC tournament on Wednesday afternoon, advancing to the quarterfinal round with an 81-63 victory over the Eagles. A big part of the Tar Heel win was the defensive job Carolina did on the ACC's leading scorer, Olivier Hanlon. As Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams explains.
Hanlon is just so hard to guard. I think JP really did a nice job on him. Marcus had him some, Joel had him some, but he's a big-time player, and our goal was just try to make sure that he didn't shoot a great percentage. And I think 5 for 19, that happened.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Carolina played the game without starting center Kennedy Meeks, who was out with an illness. Will the Heels have Meeks moving forward?
We have no idea. They're supposed to. The doctors may have known some because we took him back for some more lab work today, and they didn't know what the result was before the game. And during the game, I didn't ask them. I don't expect him to play. He hadn't practiced. He hadn't run up and down the court since the Duke game. Not one single time, so I really don't expect him to play.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
At the UPS store, when you sign up for our mailbox service, not only do you get all of our great mailbox features, including a mailbox with a real street address, package acceptance from all shipping carriers, and 24-hour access, but you now get a key savings card, which will give you great discounts on our suite of small business services, such as 15% off printing and packing and 5% off shipping. To learn more or to receive your key savings card, stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Once again, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks pretty good out there so far. 15-501, 86, and 54 all remain delay-free. You make your way towards I-40 and 40 eastbound into RTP, also in good condition as you head out towards RTP from Highway 86. If you happen to see anything while traveling, you could be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You just did an amazing job with that, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I worked very hard at it.
The traffic report has been brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You'll hear from Nikki again in just a few minutes. In fact, you can call her anytime. I think you just said this, the phone numbers, didn't you?
I sure did.
Okay, all right. I wasn't paying attention.
Again?
Again, you can talk to her. And time now for, well, let me finish telling you about Cruisers. Cruisers says, make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecasts, not so bad. It's 54 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, 650. Mostly sunshine today, cooler or hot today, only in the low 60s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low around 40. And then tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon. Cooler temperatures with the highs in the low 50s. So kind of mild weather here over the next few days and kind of cloudy. So, you know, it's not exactly the kind of weather that you dream about, but again, you know, based on what we've had recently, I say it could be a whole lot worse. So, you know, everything's going to be all right. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of those. Politician, diplomat, and civil rights activist Andrew Young is 83 years old today. Actress Barbara Feldman is 82. Broadcast journalist Lloyd Dobbins is 79. Very talented singer Al Jarreau, 75 years old today. Actress, singer Liza Minnelli is 69. Former Massachusetts governor and candidate for president Mitt Romney is 68 years old today. Here's one. Chapel Hill's own singer-songwriter James Taylor, 67 years old today. Happy birthday, James. Another great musician celebrating a birthday today. Bill Payne, a singer, musician with little feet. Bill Payne, 66 years old today. Actor John Provost, who played Timmy on Lassie on television, 65. Marlon Jackson, one of the Jackson Five, 58 years old today. And former Major League Baseball All-Star Daryl Strawberry turns 53. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Mitch Kokai used to work here at WCHL, now lives in Raleigh, I believe, still around the Triangle. Mitch Kokai has a birthday today. Diana Winnington Steele has a birthday today. Kirsten Gardner Venema, happy birthday, dear. And also, Gracie Kirchgesner is turning 39 again today. Gracie Kirchgesner, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Ladies and gentlemen, he's Freddie Kiger.
I am.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
By the magic of radio.
So excited to see you here.
Thank you. It's good to be
here. It is.
Seen.
You're awesome.
You're awesome. Everything good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Are you, like, getting crushed by all the ACC tournament work?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It's a busy time.
It is.
And I know it's busy for you.
Well, yeah, but it's all good. You at least it. Good to be busy.
Yeah.
Beats the heck out of sitting at home, watching the TV, wondering what you're going to do.
And wishing you had a job, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Am I going to mow the yard? Or
I know a lot of people
who dig dirt.
Would love to have a job. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody admires you because you have a really interesting job.
I have a fun job.
You get to go watch all these games. And
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, I mean, everybody believes you just show up, work the games, and go out and hang out, party, play around.
Yeah.
Nope.
A lot of preparation.
Nope.
And it's a pretty stressful time.
It's about 2 hours of preparation time each night, and then you roll in, and
it's like 3 hours of intensity.
And I'm working both ACC Network and ESPN at the same time, and that's crazy.
Well, as usual, you have voices in your head.
Yes, I do. Two more than the three that I usually have.
That's right. Well, hey, you got a good question?
Yeah, well, another ACC question, if that's all right.
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go, folks. More ACC tournament. From our question yesterday, we noted that North Carolina has 17 ACC tournament titles, second most. Name the year when UNC won its last ACC title.
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you very much.
Thought provoker.
What year did Carolina win its last ACC tournament title?
All right. Man, my memory just ain't what it used to be.
Well,
know?
I wish it was a lot more recent.
Yeah, I know.
But that's not too long ago.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while. But give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
And you're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you are.
Good to go.
Call us.
Right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the Performance Promise, and we're proud of our community
2022. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Mike Clayton. You may know him from Clayton Commercial Realty, but you are a member of the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club. You just got back from Costa Rica, right, Mike?
Yes, we did, Ron. We went down for our second trip to Costa Rica with our East Chapel Hill Rotary Dental Mission. We took 8 dentists and 20-some support people, had the privilege of treating about 700 kids with free dental care. They all got dental education, and then they went to either extraction or fillings, Ron.
It's a really good mission that you went on, and I know that you're really proud of it because you were so excited when you were telling me about your trip.
Oh, yeah. Rotary is an international group, and we promote world peace. And we can't think of a better way to promote world peace than going to some country that needs help and giving them our support, our help, and changing their opinions about other people one child at a time.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know that this trip to Costa Rica is a symbol of all the things you do, not just in other countries, but you do a lot of things right here in our community.
We sure do, Ron. I have been fortunate to have helped pioneer East Chapel Hill Rotary Teacher Supply Store. This year will be our 11th store, Ron. We have given over, I think it's $400,000+ of teacher supplies to Chapel Hill Carver Public School Foundation and the public school teachers over the last 11 years coming up now. We also do bike night right before Christmas. We put together 100 bikes over at the Legion Hut. It's a great event for us Rotarians to get together, and we take them down to Binkley and give them out to less fortunate kids. So we're very involved in the community internationally and locally, and I'm just so proud to be a Rotarian.
Mike, what is it that makes you feel so good about your involvement with East Chapel Hill Rotary Club and your work in the community?
It gives me and my wife. My wife has been a partner with me on the Rotary missions. We have been on 4 now. It gives me a sense of pride and accomplishment to know that we are going to places where children don't have the opportunities that we have in America that we take for granted, such as dental care and computers. On this trip, Ron, we took 110 computers and did 7 computer labs in 7 schools in Costa Rica for middle schools and elementary schools. Just a wonderful thing, Ron, to see the smiles on those kids' faces when they get to look at a computer and get on the internet, something you and I take for granted every day.
Mike, I think you probably got more out of it than they did. But thank you for doing what you did.
I had a good time, Ron. Thank you for the opportunity for me to discuss this wonderful mission that East Chapel Hill Rotary has sponsored and been a part of now for 15 years.
Mike Clayton, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It's 657 at WCHL, and phone's going crazy. Freddie, I'm just going to... You're asking, guess? When's the last time Carolina won the ACC basketball championship? 2009?
No. Carolina didn't win the year that they won the national championship.
Yeah. 2008.
In fact, Carolina lost to Florida State, if I remember correctly, in 2009, because Ty Lawson was still recovering. No, I've got that. Yeah, Ty Lawson was recovering from. Have I got that straight?
I don't know.
I think Ty Lawson was still recovering from his ankle injury.
Yeah,
and did not play in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly.
Maybe you're still recovering from.
Yesterday's
action.
Because who was a point guard in 2005? Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
So it is Ty Lawson. I'm correct. Yeah. All right. But the last year that Carolina won would be the year before, 2008.
2008, yeah.
2008.
My second guess.
It was in Charlotte, the Heels, with Tyler Hansbrough in the middle, and it would have been his junior year. Beat Florida State, nipped Virginia Tech, and outlasted Clemson for a repeat of its 2007 ACC title.
Well, you could use Tyler Hansbrough right now, couldn't we?
Well, we could use...
We use a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had so many great basketball players at Carolina. We're all kind of spoiled. Hey, listen, nobody got it right. Everybody was saying 2009, which is what I said, because I'm thinking, you know, they won the national championship that year. Well, they didn't win the ACC tournament that year. So you never know. The correct answer is 2008. Nobody got it. I had guesses all over the place, but nobody said 2008. So we'll just put the $10 gift certificate back in the hopper this morning, and we'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL. And here's a little hint for you. It'll be another ACC basketball question. Right, Freddie?
Yep.
All right, your WCHL Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Mostly sunny today, cooler. High today in the low 60s. Actually, not a bad day. I'm looking forward to this. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low down around 40. And tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon. And cooler temperatures, high tomorrow, only in the low 50s. This forecast brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. They're holding their spring sale right now. They're on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com. It's 7 o'clock.